Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us as we start another three-hour transmission against tyranny. It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of January, 2007. We're going to have open phones today and take a lot of your phone calls and cover the news. We have Hutton Gibson, who hasn't done a talk radio interview in over 2.5 years since the big Passion of the Christ controversy. He's coming on today, though, to talk about the Catholic Church and how it's been taken over by Masonic influences and what Ratzinger is doing when he calls for a new world order, when he went to Turkey and prayed to Mecca, and much, much more. With Hutton Gibson joining us in the second hour, I am honored that Mr. Gibson and the Gibson family trust this show enough that he would break his silence on this broadcast. And I was very pleased when I was contacted and told a few weeks ago that and I talked to Hutton that he was considering speaking out despite the media demonization and other things that he went through and the taking out of context statements that he'd made, and then, well, people making up statements that he never had made. But again, he'll be joining us to talk about the Catholic Church, what the traditional Catholics are really saying. That is coming up in the second hour today. In the meantime, I don't know where to start with all this news. Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday about Mexican street gangs targeting blacks. And we have a message board, and I'd say about 30% of people in there were very mad at us, claiming that we were trying to be racist against Hispanics by simply reporting this. Folks, we're just trying to cover the news here. And the facts are the facts. It is a minority of Hispanics, but it is a large group of people who say they want to kill all whites and all blacks. And the head of the University of Texas Chicano Studies at UT Arlington has given speeches. We've played clips of him in the past. He said all white males 16 and older need to be killed. Now he just says all whites need to be killed, and it's been in the news. I have to report on this. Frankly, you know, I'm a modern white male riddled with guilt and, you know, over what whites have done in the past. But I've broken through that, and I stand up against any and all forms of tribalism and racism that go on out there. And I just don't understand the incredible denial that some people are engaging in when it comes to this subject. And the globalists couldn't be happier that they've got whites and blacks and Hispanics at each other's throats. So I'm going to break that down. Also, a couple weeks ago, Keith Olbermann did a commentary piece titled Sacrifice, and I'd been so busy I'd never watched it. And he came out and he said, Bush is engaging in human sacrifice. This is about human sacrifice. When he says sacrifice. And I wanted to dovetail that with a video analysis I did of occultic war memorials in Canada, the U.S., and England. So that's coming up too. A bunch of economic news, a bunch of Iran war news, a bunch of police state news. It's just huge broadcast coming up. Stay with us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Year after
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot...
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The European Union's gross domestic product has surpassed that of the United States. Its currency has dwarfed the value of the plunging dollar. The United States is now universally hated across the world. And I want to do a brief analysis on that subject. And I want to get into Keith Huberman's piece a few weeks ago about sacrifice and the troops. Because now we've got the numbers in. Record numbers of U.S. troops dying on a daily basis since a week and a half ago when they started putting in the first of 21,600 troops, mainly in Baghdad, in 16 unarmed, undefended substations. Every military strategist, even neocon Oliver North, said it was totally insane and would get all the troops killed. Well, you better believe it. It's a human sacrifice. The Aztecs killed their warriors. That was their favorite sacrifice. And believe me, folks, that is exactly what they're doing. Literally. This is occultic. They believe they're getting power out of it. That's why Stalin and Hitler did what they did. It is occultic sacrifice. And I'm sorry if you have trouble dealing with that. It's totally insane, but the people running things are insane. And anyone who's got a brain knows it, and Keith Huberman knows it. But I want to go back to a piece we just put out for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Well, part one went up last Friday. Part two went up yesterday. We took the footage I shot in England, footage I shot in Canada, never before seen stuff, footage we shot a few weeks ago in Austin, Texas, showing war memorials and police memorials, and they will always have the goddess Diana or the several other goddesses. That's who the Illuminati mainly worships, is the goddess, looking down always on the memorial that will then list the numbers of dead, and then that is a sacrifice to her. And I show it in Austin. I show it in Ottawa, Canada, in the capital. I show it in London. And anytime you see a big goddess riding a triumphant stallion or in a chariot, a lot of times it'll say, this is a sacrifice of the order of death. It says that in England. It says the glorious order of death, their sacrifice to the mother. And, man, there's a giant goddess standing right over it with pleasure. Her eyes will be locked on the obelisk or on the tomb, and it is laid before her lovingly. The Texas Peace Officers Memorial behind the Capitol here in Austin is a giant black pentagram. It's just a huge black pentagram with two obelisks sticking out of the middle of it. And with occultic writing all over it. I mean, it's just you were running along through the jungle in Paraguay or something, you came across it, you'd say you'd found an ancient pagan monument. But no, it's just a police officer memorial. It's no big deal, big black pentagram. So we'll be talking about that because it dovetails into what Hutton Gibson, breaking his silence after 2+ years, joining us in the second hour, will be discussing. But right now, let me get into the collapse of the United States, and this is only the beginning. I remember old-timers, back when I was waking up 15 years ago, years before I got on air, they would say there's a plan to destroy our military, to debase it, to put our troops in all these foreign lands, and then incrementally they're going to merge our police with foreign police and military, and they're going to take down the United States. And so many people got the documents. They had news articles going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, they weren't just crystal balling this. They knew. They understood what was happening. And you've heard many of them over the last 12 years on the show talk about it. And it's hard to believe, but it's hard to believe that $3.9 trillion will be missing from the Pentagon or that DynCorp and Halliburton will be publicly running child kidnapping rings and it'd be in the newspaper and no one will get in trouble. I mean, truth is stranger than fiction with these devils that we're talking about. So I want to start with the decline of the U.S. by getting into foreign troops. In plain view, they announced 6 years ago, and it was in the Washington Post, the Washington Times, that they weren't just hiring illegal aliens to then become naturalized immigrants who were getting green cards to join the military for 3 to 5 year stints and then get citizenship afterwards. And it said that the military was recruiting out of the prisons the illegal aliens who were aggravated felons and that they wanted aggravated felons. I made a pretty big deal out of that. And I think it's important. And then a few weeks ago, the AP and the Boston Globe and others came out with headlines like military considering recruiting foreigners. And then you read the first paragraph. It said, well, they've already been doing it for years, but now they're expanding it with recruiting stations in Manila, Mexico City, Ukraine, everywhere. And I'd seen the numbers that 20% plus of the ground forces in the army in Iraq were illegal alien. Legalized via their signing up. And a lot of this is under hat. Only some of it's public. And the stuff we know is just off the chart bad. So everybody needs to understand the old timers were right. It isn't going to be Red Dawn with foreign troops parachuting down into schoolyards and cornfields or jumbo jets landing in major cities and the noses popping off and tanks rolling off with Russians, you know, leading Cuban forces. Uh-uh. It's our government. Like Kissinger said in 91 and Evie in France, to paraphrase, and you can pull the quote up online, he said Americans, you know, wouldn't put up with foreign troops in Los Angeles, UN troops, but they will if there's a big enough global crisis. they would willingly accept world government as their savior. That's basically word for word. It's a longer quote. Just go pull up Henry Kissinger foreign trip quote. It'll pop up. And then I remember 4 years ago, it's actually five, time flies, I put it in Road to Tyranny in early 2002, I show the Associated Press where it says a deal was signed with Mexico and Canada for, and you can pause the video and you can read it, it's up on the screen, mainstream news, to, quote, patrol America and deal with terrorists in the U.S. And it says foreign troops will deal with Americans. Right there, mainstream news. And then when they did the Defense Authorization Act a few months ago last year, it was in Army Times that the president took over the governors and controls them, quote, during times of insurrection or rebellion or resistance, and a bunch of other terms, dealing with the American people. And it went on to say that in a mutual defense pact that they're going to use foreign troops in the U.S. And there were three articles in the newspaper, in the military newspaper, about this. I mean, this is wonderful, this is good. So, according to them. So, as a country, your country is gone when your military has a large, really any contingent, but a large contingent of foreign-born, non-U.S. citizen soldiers, a motley crew of former Eastern Bloc of African, oh, I forgot that part, of Mexican, Guatemalan, Panamanian, Nicaraguan. I mean, this is Brazilian. This is off the charts. And if you don't think they won't go house to house and try to take your guns, and if you don't think they won't load you on trucks, and if you don't think they won't bust a cap in you, and if you don't think these people that put American flags all over their cars made in China, again, desecrated American flags, if you don't, they'll serve whatever the state says. Folks, a lot of these good old boys, they'll turn their guns in, and they will march down at a parade and of course, they'll have U.S. troops leading the parade and on the loudspeakers, but leading huge foreign forces. Down the middle of our street, these people will sit there and cry and salute them and run up and just lick their boots in a New York minute. I'm not kidding when I say this. Already 20% of the Army ground force is illegal alien, mainly Mexican, okay? Now they're setting up huge recruiting stations. They're expanding them, again, in the Philippines and in Eastern Europe and in Africa and in Latin America. I mean, they have huge, huge multi-million-dollar ad buys with billboards, radio, and TV ads in Mexico City and recruiting offices in Mexico City. And remember the footage we got in 95, 96, 97? Patriots got, we put it in our police state films, of camps in Louisiana where it is Ukrainian troops and it is Czech Republic troops saying, we love this training, this is wonderful, and the role players are saying, I'm an American, and they're practicing going house to house, taking your guns. And then I've been to urban warfare drills where Dutch troops, British troops, Israeli troops, French troops, other foreign troops, are there running around with role players screaming, I'm an American, I have rights, don't take my guns, don't put me in a camp. I mean, I gave you video of it. The military talks about how they're going to execute Americans and they have them get on their knees as they practice blowing our heads off. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. But people couldn't believe it. I still get emails saying, I hired an aircraft carrier, the troop carrier, Coronado, and I hired helicopters and 3,000 Marines and 2,000 foreign troops and hovercraft and warrior fighting vehicles. That would be a $50 million budget. No, that's real. And you can go to the Marine Corps' website and read about Urban Warrior 99. But you won't do that. You'll just deny it and say it isn't real and say it isn't true, won't you? Fine. Just go right ahead. So when we get back, I'm going to just go over how they've destroyed our country in the world's eyes, all by design. And all you good old boys, you think you're part of the power structure and think this is America's whooping up on some people, you couldn't be more wrong. The war in Iraq is more about destroying the U.S. in the world's eyes than it is anything else. But you aren't sophisticated enough to get that.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. January 23rd, 2007, gold 642. Ounce gold coins are at 663, 334.05 for half, and 167.02 for quarter ounce coins at 663, 334.05, and 167.02. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The last-ditch effort to defend the Republic as it passes beneath the waves is taking place right now. If we can only admit who the enemy is and face the true crises, we may be able to salvage our beautiful, wonderful, 230-plus-year-old nation. The battle is now. This is an alarm for the entire planet. The United States is being destroyed by design from within. We are under siege from within and without. All the New World Order's plans are coming to fruition, unfolding today. Think about it. Foreign troops openly becoming a large portion of our military to domestically operate against the American people. This is incredible. Meanwhile, I have the BBC today. View of U.S. global role worsens. The view of the U.S. role in the world has deteriorated both internationally and domestically. A BBC poll suggests the World Survey conducted in 25 nations, including the U.S., found that 3 in 4 respondents disapprove of how Washington dealt with Iraq. The majority of the 26,318 respondents who disapprove of the way 5 other foreign policy areas had been handled. The poll released ahead of President Bush's State of the Union speech was conducted between November and January. The number of those who said the U.S. was a positive influence in the world fell in 18 nations polled in previous years. In those countries, 29% of the people said the U.S. had a positive influence, down from 36% last year and 40% 2 years ago. Across the 25 countries polled, 49% of respondents said the U.S. played a mainly negative role in the world. All right. Also, I have a report here with the GDP of the Euro, of the European Union, for the first time, having a higher GDP than the United States. Its gross domestic product, its economy, growing many times faster. This is happening right now. So let me break down how this happens. The International Crime Syndicate funded the communist. The system is not communist. It uses communist. It uses fascists. It uses anything centralized as one of their top strategists. Carol Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope, a 900-plus page book, in 68. They funded the Soviets to take over areas of Europe, and then the globalists could blame the Soviets for being the prime mover behind it, while the whole time they were financed and controlled by large central banks, the Rockefellers, Armand Hammer, and the rest of these people. Just like David Rockefeller helped engineer the buildup of China and brags about it in his autobiography and brags about it in New York Times editorials. So they build up these totalitarian systems, whatever name you give them. They're totalitarian, authoritarian, tyrannical, despotic, abusive, imperious, imperial. And they run them out until they collapse, taking over the next nations. That's the program of exploitation of the nation to use it against the next country. And they are now doing that with the United States. They've always hated our middle class. They've always hated our free market. They hated the fact that previous to the experiment with our republic, a tiny handful of people controlled most of the wealth on the planet. That shifted to 4%, which sounds tiny, but is much larger than the current and previously. 4% then had half the world's wealth. We've now 4%, that is the U.S. population, only has about 30% of the wealth. It's being extracted from us. So it's a process of using us up, using up our military, breaking our military down, destroying the military's morale, making the troops serve 3-4 tours. Then having the war be unjust, having Rupert Murdoch-owned newspapers internationally demonize the U.S. while domestically propagandizing the public that it's good to keep you in the trap just long enough until it's too late for you to stop it. That's important that the very same news syndicates demonize us internationally, and we're the big demon, the war is wrong, the WMDs were staged, it's all a lie, and then domestically, oh, it's all good, and everybody loves us, and everything's fine. So the bankers get to sit back in Europe and London and New York while our military and our country's treasure and our blood is used to take over entire regions and destabilize entire regions. Huge additional debts are run up, and so it's about opium, it's about trillions in oil, hundreds of billions in weapon sales, permanent bases, destabilizing regions, but it's more about a police state domestically driving us into total debt and demonizing us worldwide so the last lone superpower can then be knocked out and merged into a world parliamentary system. And that's what the UN and others are doing. They're demonizing the crimes and blaming all of the global agenda on U.S. neocons when they're just puppets of these people. I'll continue with how they've set us up for a fall.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
SOS to the world. That's what we're doing right here, right now. All right. John, Mark, Sam, Andrew, I'm going to get to you, but I'm going to move to you quickly because I got a couple clips I want to play and a lot of other news here. But everything the New World Order's done, and they put this in policy reports, it's even in their textbooks, it's break up the family for the good of the state. The family is a disease. Break down the border. Get everybody internally fighting with each other in the name of multiculturalism. It actually pronounces people's differences and actually gets you thinking about it. You see, everything they say, you know, the name says one thing, but the real action is 180 degrees. It's like calling it the Patriot Act. It's totally anti-patriotic. Or it's like calling it, you know, net neutrality, and then the bill actually ends freedom on the web. So they do a lot of that mislabeling. And at every point, they've done everything they can to shut down U.S. industry. Everything they can to move it offshore, which gives the multinationals the power. 46. Please don't email me saying I said 44. The number now changed. It's worse. I know for a couple years I've been saying 44. That's Forbes. Of the biggest 100 economies were corporations. Now it's 46. They are governments. This is what libertarians don't get, a lot of them. They say, well, we just got to leave corporations alone. It's free market. No, they don't operate in free market. They operate in monopolies. They have become governmental, and they lobby government to then bequeath to them or advocate to them governmental powers. It's neo-feudal, mercantile fascism. And the neo-libs and neocons are all on the same team. And they've done everything they can to unravel this society and destroy our morals and destroy our fiber. People out there think they're trendy and cool and think, what do you mean morals, to destroy our morals, to make us weak? What's that mean? I'm talking about morals of standing up against corruption, morals of getting angry, morals of willing to get in a fight when somebody does you wrong or tries to take your liberty. I mean, when you don't have morals, you're just a bunch of slack-jawed, bug-eyed fools. A bunch of jackasses. And that's what they've turned us into, a bunch of self-centered people. If you really care about yourself, you care about others. Because you know if somebody else is being abused, you can be abused. So they basically dismantled the country. Now they puffed the bubble up. They've devalued the dollar. They have gotten public, private, corporate. Everything is at record levels of debt, higher level than debt in any time in U.S. history. We broke the record in the middle of 2006. Previously, the record personal debt, which was a negative debt load on average, we're more in debt than the average person has a negative balance. The previous record was late 1933, the deaths 4 years in to a depression. So, it's amazing. But they can't pop the bubble completely until their police state is in place and until everybody's watched 24, where they torture children almost every episode and secret police arrest everyone and there's concentration camps. See, all these shows, CSI, and all of them just brainwash, and there's dozens of them that condition you that the good guys wear black and they torture people and the secret arrest and cameras are everywhere and it keeps us safe. They can't move fully to implode the economy totally and move into their next phase until they think you're sold on going along with it when they pull the rug out from under us. And, I mean, again, for every bureaucrat listening, every cop listening, every person who's been on a power trip and been part of this system, you better check out my claims, because I'm telling you the truth. And I'm your friend. And I know most of you aren't bad, you're just misguided. But I'm telling you right now, that the people that are running our country killed 60 million people conservatively in Russia, 60 million conservatively in China, and Hitler killed between 20 and 30 million. If you count 12 million Germans, it's really over that. I don't know what to say here. I mean, these people like to kill. These people get into being the most hardcore ruthless. Their religion is about being totally ruthless. They look at people like myself and you out there that have morals and have empathy and care about others. They talk about how we're weak, how we're stupid. They believe it's survival of the fittest. They believe that it's their right to rule us because they don't have a conscience. It is a guild of psychopaths who now run the planet. They are going after the last rogue sovereign nations, shutting them down, attacking them, sanctions, invasions. And they are attacking our families, our culture. We are all under attack. Whether you're a black man in South Africa, or a white man in Germany, or a Jew in Israel, or a Mexican in Mexico, we are all together. We are all under attack by the New World Order. And you've got these Mexican drug gangs, and I've been on their websites. I've seen their spray paint here in Austin. The head of UT Chicano Studies says, kill all whites. They call blacks Mayatas, which means blackbird, and it's a big minority group of that minority. I'm not saying it's all, but the media just loves the fact that they're now all at each other's throats, that we're balkanized, and they've got big plans for the Reconquista movement. That's why the media tries to keep it quiet and tries to suppress the knowledge of it until it's too late. The globalists can do anything to bring in the foreign troops who are already joining our military en masse, being recruited. They can stage race riots, economic collapses, nuke attacks. They can do anything. And they may do all three. They may release a bioweapon. The government's saying all that is going to happen. And then, don't worry, they'll take all your rights when it does to keep you safe. And, it's time to get real. It's time to get real about what's happening systematically. Let's go to John. John, where are you calling from?
Hi, Alex. This is John from Magnolia.
How you doing?
You get my videotape that I sent you?
Yes, I did. Thank you. We're going to, where in old films they talk about the New World Order, we're going to use it. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the New World Order. What's going to happen is, I think you're right that there's not going to be a new a Red Dawn invasion. It's going to be a Red Dawn invitation. That one of the reasons I think they started this Iraq war is to get most of our troops out of the country.
Well, that's how it happened. Germany, a lot of the countries, four or five of them, they took over. There was no military invasion. They just staged coups and took over the governments and then invited them in. Oh, these troops are here for security and here to fight the terrorists.
Yeah, and the people are going to welcome them as saviors. They're coming in here to help us in an hour of need. And if you resist them, you're going to be the ones that are going to be the enemy.
Well, the Soviets did the same thing in a score of countries.
Well, I think that's the same game plan they're using now because they're stripping our National Guard and reserves. The troops that are supposed to be here to defend us, they're being shipped out to Iraq. So there ain't going to be nobody here mostly to stop them.
Listen. They say that by 2010, the majority of infantry, army, ground forces will be foreigners. You can't. That is mainstream news. I mean, that is off the chart.
The other thing I want to say something, Alex, is nobody's been watching our Canadian border. And my friend lives right on the Canadian border. He said the Chinese are pouring out of Canada into the United States.
Yeah, China has Canada has unlimited, unfettered immigration. I was there when I got pulled out of line to be interrogated in Ottawa last June at the Bilderberg meeting, and I literally watched the Chinese with their Chinese passports who were immigrating. They just flashed them. Boom, they were in. And, they're just pouring across into this country. But don't worry, it's easy to get in. Now it's hard to get out. Roaches come in, they can't get out. Remember those old ad for the roach motels?
Yeah, but he says that they're finding a lot of boats abandoned on the shoreline of the Detroit River and the St. Clair River. And what they figure is they're buying the boats, they're stealing them, loading them up, coming over here, and then just leaving them and moving out inside the United States.
Well, there's no figuring about it. They open containers up every day full of Chinese. There's ships coming in every night.
I told them it's the People's Liberation Army coming across piecemeal, and for all we know, it probably is.
Well, no, it is. There's 6,000-plus, State Department admits, Chinese front companies in the U.S., and it's just unbelievable. But don't worry, the cops are going to arrest you for jaywalking, or they're going to interrogate your kids in school about what's in your medicine cabinet, and they got cameras in the bathrooms. And well, don't worry, they'll thumb scan you for your lunch, but illegal aliens, they don't have to show any ID to get a housing loan or bank account. You see, it's a sick joke. Thanks for the call. Mark, where are you calling from? Yeah, he's got his... Go ahead, sir. Turn your radio off. Okay, let him go. I'm sorry, Mark, but you got to be ready when we go to you. Sam, where are you calling us from today?
Yes, sir. God bless you, Alex Jones. This is Sam from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Welcome.
I really enjoyed that speech you gave at the Bilderberg meeting. I told my friend that got me started on a lot of this intelligence background stuff that I thought you were preaching better than just about any preacher I've ever heard. So God bless you for that, for standing up for us. I just want to go back for a minute. My eyes first started coming open when I read Jim Garrison's book on the Trail of the Assassins. And then after I read that book, I found out about Colonel Prouty's website. And I started doing my own investigation. And then
Colonel Prouty was there when they were setting up the hit on Kennedy in the Pentagon.
Yes.
And he saw all the preparations going on. He didn't know what it was, you know.
Yes, he was actually a black operator in one of his...
He was the highest echelon black operator in that section of the Pentagon, and they told him that he wasn't going to be involved in this op.
Exactly. And then my friend told me about your website, and from then on I've been, you know, doing my own. But one of the greatest books I ever read about that was Craig Roberts, author of Killzone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza.
Yeah, the Medusa Files, a good friend of mine.
I'm reading the Medusa File now. My friend gave that to me. But
we sell them all at Infowars.com, by the way.
Yeah, I got your video, Masters of Terror.
Yes, sir.
And I've shown it, and some people won't even look at it, Alex, but I go through the same thing you go through. And I try as a Christian, you know, because I know there's no other hope. Because we know the God of this world that have blinded men's eyes are the real gods for these Illuminati cutthroats that you've been, and thank you for explaining that yesterday about the real people in the background of the New World Order.
Well, thank you, sir, and I appreciate your kind words. Take care, Sam. Who's up next? Andrew? Andrew, where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Where are you calling from?
Missouri.
Welcome.
Yeah, I got a question and a comment. First of all, there's a question. Have you seen that new Popular Mechanics book that came out? It's got a foreword of...
Yes, I have. It's Total Lies and Straw Men, All Propaganda. Hearst Publishing is the first known intelligence agency front in U.S. media. In the Encyclopedia Britannica, next to Yellow Journalism, the first paragraph in three editions that I own and the online edition mentions Hearst Publishing staging the media blitz after they blew up the Maine, staging the propaganda, the movie Rosebud that got Orson Welles blackballed is all about William Randolph Hearst and the complete. It's an absolute joke. Homeland Security Director's first cousin wrote the hit piece on me in Popular Mechanics. It's all lies.
Yeah, it's got a foreword in there by John McCain.
Attacking me. It's all lies. In fact, on the website, he's attacking me by name. And McCain can just go ahead and do that. That's fine. We're not going to stop defending the country from that traitor.
Yeah, and the second one, Jack Blood was talking about Niccolo Machiavelli, the Prince, and I just want to recommend that book to everybody out there. It talks about foreign troops and everything, you know, just basic systems of government.
And what was that written in, 1530 or something?
32, I think it was.
Yeah, I read that when I was 15, and it's pretty important people ought to read that.
Yeah.
You wrote two books, though. You got to read both of them.
What's the other one?
I forget. I read the other one. I was like 18.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks.
All right. I appreciate your call. Machiavelli, which they teach at the Chicago school where all these neocons got trained. It's known Machiavelli forwards and backwards, and they teach Delta Force Machiavelli in their graduation, and it's in Justifies the Means. You know, you say you're good, so now you're going to be more evil than anyone. Oh, because we're good, we're going to do evil. Or because other people are going to be evil, we've got to be more evil than them to protect the good. That's a fraud and a lie. You're just flat evil. You're just flat evil. You know, when you start compromising, like, you know, I could say I'm going to fight against the New World Order, so I'm going to fight dirty. No, I'm not going to fight dirty. Because once you start down that road, once you start down the path of the dark side, once you stick your toe in it, man, you pretty soon you're over your eyeballs in it. And we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're in a lot of trouble. Tell you what, in the third hour, because Hutton Gibson's coming up, I want to continue with calls after this break. In the third hour, I'm going to play the Oberman part about human sacrifice, how the war is really human sacrifice, and dovetail it with some research I did. And continue with calls. I got a bunch of other news here, but right now, let's go ahead and play that clip from CNN, because after we wrote this article yesterday, CNN had a piece last night about the race killings going on in L.A., and I wanted to play this and then analyze it after the break, so let's play part of it now.
Major offensive against the racial and violence. It comes just weeks after the killing of a 14-year-old black girl, allegedly by Latino gang members. Ted Rollins brings us the very latest on that tonight.
This Los Angeles street is a deadly symbol of a racial divide between blacks and Latinos.
I've been over here for 11 years, and I ain't never really crossed the 206th Street.
206th Street is a dividing line. Darren Brown, who lives on 208th, says he and other African Americans stay on one side, Latinos are on the other, and if you cross, there can be trouble.
If you do, you got a death wish. They gonna take you out. They gonna kill you.
14-year-old Cheryl Green was recently murdered along the 206th Street border. The suspects, both Latinos, are facing hate crime charges. A week before Cheryl Green, it was 34-year-old Arturo Mercado, who was shot in his front yard. Police haven't made an arrest in that case, but Latinos are blaming blacks, who they claim started this war by moving into the neighborhood about 15 years ago.
The dividing line is this street.
L.A. Assistant Police Chief Charles Beck blames much of the tension on a Latino gang called 204. He says the gang is motivated by hatred of blacks to the point that the gang's mission, according to the police, is to get African Americans to leave the neighborhood. These police photos show some of the gang's recent hate graffiti. This message says move, followed by the N-word.
This gang, in a very small area with a very small membership, has managed to put itself at the very top of our enforcement priority because they target people based on race.
So why do these Latino gang members hate blacks? We talked to a 43-year-old Hispanic man who was questioned by police about the Cheryl Green murder. We can't show his face, but listen to some of the things he says about African Americans in his neighborhood.
I just wish they would just leave and go wherever they got to go and just leave us the way we were and everything would be cool. We had a nice little community here and it's not nice anymore because of them.
What did they bring?
Ghettoism. They brought low life just dirty, man.
Dirty?
You guys know, man.
Black-brown tension isn't confined to gangs or this neighborhood. It's a problem in many cities, prisons, and even some schools where fights like this one last year in Southern California.
After this break with the rest of the clip, and I'll analyze it. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North, to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North, to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below.
Welcome back.
He talked to his team of Huskies.
Let me make some points about the first part of that CNN piece you just heard. They are calling murder hate crimes. You know, it's kind of like those white guys that drugged that black guy to death in Jasper. They all got the death penalty, but then the media kept going, they haven't been punished. They wouldn't even give them a hate crime law. And they want to use that for your speech, folks. They want to use it on everybody's speech. So there's no need for these so-called hate laws. And they also called them two Latinos that are the suspects in her killing, the 14-year-old black girl. And I went and looked it up. They're illegal aliens. But see, they don't want to say that. And in a way, that ends up blaming American Hispanics, U.S. Hispanics. No, the majority of the crime is being committed by these illegal aliens. That is the majority of Hispanic crime. Those are the crime statistics out of Houston and L.A., and those are just the numbers. Also, let's get something clear here. Blacks and whites have gone through political correctness conditioning. Okay, whites more than anyone else. But Hispanics, especially from Mexico, it's still old world. There's still massive racism down there. And you're higher up in the social strata, the whiter you are. And that's the weird thing. And see, people in the U.S. don't understand this. They don't understand that Nazism is extremely popular in Latin America. So it's a weird amalgamation. It's really bizarre. And our government is doing everything they can to suppress this, cover this up, whitewash this. The CNN piece is a whitewash. You know, they talk about there was a fight between blacks and Hispanics. It was all caught on school surveillance cameras. It was in the news locally, but nationally they just called it a race riot. No, Hispanics attacked the minority group of blacks who are now a minority at those schools. And it's happening all over the country. They're taking down the American flags, running up Mexican flags. It's been all over the news. The police come and arrest white and black students that hoist back up the American flag saying it was provocative. You see? And again, most Hispanics are wonderful, patriotic Americans. 67% in major Gallup polls want the illegals deported. It's over 90% now if you average in all the race groups. So it's important we all come together and realize these illegal aliens are being used to balkanize and break down the country. Look, George Bush is for an open border. He's for amnesty. Isn't George Bush wrong on every other issue? So liberals need to understand this, and I guess most of them do now, that this is a strategic plan to get us all fighting with each other and to bring in so many newcomers that they can't assimilate in the melting pot. That's the bottom line of what's happening here. We'll have to play more of the CNN clip later if we have time, because Hutton Gibson's coming up. I want to get him on right at the start of the hour, John, so go ahead and dial him. I hope that all of you will visit InfoWars.com. I hope you'll tell your email list, your MySpace accounts, your message boards about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, about the free daily podcast. You can download the 3 hours every day delivered to your MP3 player or iPod. That's at InfoWars.com. Just click subscribe and it'll hook it up. Please support us, too, by purchasing Terror Storm, Loose Change Second Edition, all the other American Freedom to Fascism. All my videos and books are up there. All the other videos and books we carry are available at InfoWars.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Please call today and ask about the specials, 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership for $5.95. Download all 15 of my films, dozens and dozens of other films, and hundreds of TV reports and special reports. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.